I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. More than half of Connecticut's private nonprofit colleges are being called dropout factories by a study that analyzes federal education data. Fewer than two-thirds of students end up graduating from these schools. Seven of Connecticut's private nonprofit colleges are graduating fewer than two-thirds of the student body. But some private colleges are doing much better than others. At Trinity, for example, nearly 85% of students end up graduating. But at the University of Bridgeport, 7 out of 10 students don't graduate.
I'm not exactly sure exactly what's going on at all of these institutions, but some of them are just getting abysmal outcomes.
That's Tamara Heiler from Third Way. It's a D.C.-based think tank that produced a report showing how different private colleges are.
But some of them are actually doing a very good job at supporting low and moderate income students and helping them get to the finish line.
A big difference between schools like Trinity and ones like Bridgeport is the students they enroll. Nearly half of the students who go to Bridgeport U are low income and are getting federal Pell Grant money. But at Trinity, barely 1 in 10 students fit that category. This is the case among many of Connecticut's private colleges. Some take lots of low-income students, some take very few. And those that take a few tend to be the elite universities, and they also tend to have higher graduation rates. Heiler says this has pushed lots of low-income students into schools that don't have the resources to make sure these students can graduate.
In a way, there is a case to be made that a lot of these elite institutions are perhaps perpetuating inequality in this country by not doing more to take in more low and moderate income students.
Heiler advises low income students to ask prospective schools what their graduation rates are for students who get Pell Grants. David Roche, WNPR News.